All right, here we go. Another episode of Couldn't Care Less podcast. Sorry, it's been around 2 weeks, I guess, since I've done one of these. Not that it matters to anyone except for Seymour and Abby. They're the only two that listen. But who cares? You know what? Eventually, I might get a third, maybe even a fourth. You know how hard it is to even get your friends to listen to this shit? I don't know how people become famous or have successful podcasts. Unless they were already famous or known for something else, which I'm clearly not. So it looks like the only two or maybe three people that'll listen are just people trying to be nice, basically. So I can't get anyone else. So if you do end up hearing this and you were bummed for some reason about me not getting this out last week, I'm sorry, but you're the only one that cares. So at least I'm doing it now, right? So first things first, Twitter at CCL Pod. Go follow the podcast there. Same with the podcast. I was kind of in a hiatus on that thing for like the last 2 weeks. Just kind of busy doing other things. Didn't really think of anything to talk about anyway, so would have been boring. Still might be boring. Who cares? But yeah, Twitter thing, YouTube, if you want to watch these, it's on YouTube, Couldn't Care Less podcast channel. I've tried to share links and stuff to that, but in reality, I'm just not savvy with any of this, so whatever. Oh, right. Oh, first things first, or second things second, because I already said the first thing, you idiot. Bachelor Fantasy Recap. All right, so it's been 2 weeks. Didn't get to recap last week. Probably didn't talk about it in the last couple episodes because I was getting annoyed of talking about it. So I can only imagine what it was like listening. But I got to. There's only three bitches left. We were supposed to narrow that down to two, but they wasted our time again. They wasted our time once again and went through an entire two-hour episode, and no one got any roses. So, from a fantasy league standpoint, that was frustrating, because I made my picks, I got them in on time, I was very confident with what I had chosen, and they didn't even pick anyone, so that was fun. But I do have another week to think things over, see if I still want to send the same two chicks through. I'm not sure if I do. But damn it, dude, they keep throwing curveballs. Like this chick who's probably the front runner and was the front runner, always has been the front runner in this whole thing, which I, you know, honestly, the first date he took her on, her name's Madison. First date he takes Madison on is his parents. They were redoing the, it was a, like another, what do they call it? Vows. They're redoing their vow renewal. I'm not sure what the proper term for the ceremony is, but they basically redid their vows with each other, and that was the first, that was like literally the first episode. He brings this chick on that date, even though he's got like 30 other girls that he's dating at the same time. So you kind of knew off the bat he's super into her, but so she's making it all the way to this, or made it all the way to this stage, and what did she decide to hold back from him and everyone else up until this point? That she is saving herself for marriage. Now, let's get this straight. No one has a problem with that. The problem is not with your beliefs or what you want to do with your own body. That is totally up to you. But why save it till now? You clearly know that at the end of every single one of these, because they've been doing it for 20-something years, there's what they call fantasy suites. Fantasy suites is where you go on a date. Basically, the entire time, you're not thinking about the date. You're thinking about getting in the freaking bedroom with, you know, the other person. And the whole date's awkward because you can clearly tell on their faces all they're thinking about is going and smacking cheeks later. So they went through those dates. So this chick gives him an ultimatum. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen this and you're listening, she gives Peter an ultimatum and says, listen, if you are intimate with either of the other two chicks in fantasy suites, this is going to have to be over between us. Now, there's a couple views on this. Ultimatum. Is it wrong to give him an ultimatum? Probably. Was it wrong of you to wait until now to tell him that? Definitely. But there's also a part of it where, like, if she wouldn't have given him the ultimatum and that really was something that was going to piss her off and make her leave, then not telling him would have also been a problem that everyone hates. So, either way, lose-lose for her. Basically, she should have just not waited until the fucking end to tell him that. That's some information, like, very first encounter with each other. Maybe not very first, but really early on. You should probably say, hey, these are my beliefs. I'm sticking to them. If you're not really into that or you're not feeling the same way, then maybe, you know, you should kick me off early because this is pointless for you and me if we get to this point and you don't agree on this major, major, major part of my life. Tell them earlier, you know? Just tell them earlier. Wasted everyone's time. Wasted my time. But I'm pretty sure he ends up with her in the end, even though he did go out, spoiler alert, again, and definitely hooked up with the other two chicks in the fantasy suite, because he told her about that at the end, and now, of course, they leave us on a cliffhanger and make it look like she's leaving, but who the hell knows. Anyways, enough of that shit. It's stupid. I'm getting absolutely smacked in my fantasy league. Whatever, I can't figure out fantasy sports, I can't figure out reality TV fantasy, I shouldn't bet on anything, really. Luckily, it wasn't too much money thrown at it. But, so the reasoning for not being able to do this for 2 weeks, well, I could have done this any day, so I don't know why I'm trying to make it sound like this is the reason, but I've been trying or wanting to get some of my friends on here, just to have a little fun time. Like, it's not like anything serious, not going to interview anyone like seriously, just we have a lot of decent conversation, we also have a lot of funny conversation, and why not just bring that onto this thing, press record, and see if we can create some gold. So I've wanted to have a few people over, kind of put it off every single time that I brought it up, and finally I get to the point where I actually was like dead set planning on doing this. I was going to do it yesterday. We have, you know, a few people over every Monday anyways to watch that stupid ass show. So I wanted to do it before that, get everything set up. I am psyched, right? Go to test it all out because I went and bought a second mic from Amazon and I didn't do my research. It didn't work. You can't have two. So for anyone listening to this that's maybe making their own, you can't have two USB mics hooked up into, I'm using a MacBook Air, but you can't have two USB of the same brand. I found out after doing some research. So it won't identify that there's two separate mics. It just identifies as one because of some stupid shit Apple set up. Thank you, Apple. I called their tech support. What do they tell me? Nothing. Want to know why? Because guess what the fucking Apple support guy did while I was on the phone with him? Looked up the same ass articles that I did before calling him. You know, like you do your research and you're like, oh, you know what? I think I found the answer to this, but why not just call the company and see if like they actually have some real knowledge of their own products? No, that's not what happened. I could hear him. He was typing shit in. He was literally Googling it. Or Appling it. I wonder if they have their own interface. Probably some type of support interface. But yeah, that's what he did. He's like, no, I can't really find anything on this. He said, you're probably right with what you found. What do you mean I'm probably right? Why am I calling you then? Stupid as hell. Thankfully, I'm able to send back the second mic because Amazon is the shit. I have nothing ever bad to say about Amazon. Amazon might be the only company in the entire world that it doesn't matter. They could commit mass genocide and everyone would still love them because they solve everyone's problems. One-day delivery, that's insane. That's absurd. Just wait until it's a couple hours. It's gonna be crazy. You're gonna be like, man, I really need this, and I need it for tonight. That shit'll be on your doorstep sooner or later. They're gonna have that shit. They're gonna have like, they probably already do for certain products, but they moved from 2-day delivery to 1-day delivery on basically all Amazon Prime products. Which means they're probably gonna shorten that shit, which is gonna be amazing. Oh man, that's gonna be cool. But yeah, I can return this super easily because Amazon's amazing. And I can only return one of them though because I bought this one a long time ago. Clearly been using it. So now what I'm going to have to do is spend a whole boatload of money if I want to have anyone else on this thing, at least live in person. So we'll see if I end up doing that or not. But so yeah, that's the mic situation. Apparently I could buy a different branded mic and it would identify it separately at that point, and I'd be able to use two at once, but that just doesn't seem logical. I don't know why it doesn't seem logical, but big news, though, read today, and everyone else probably read this already, too, because I'm late to everything, but coronavirus is apparently spreading for sure, like for sure full-fledged spreading to the U.S., so it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when. So put your fucking masks on and don't breathe on me. I'm sick of that, man. And how do viruses even start? I know there's some scientific shit behind it all, but I mean, this thing just comes out of fucking nowhere. It just, all of a sudden, a virus just takes over the world. It's like a couple months ago, before stupid China had their damn month-long New Year celebration, we weren't dealing with this. Or maybe one fucking person was, whoever had it. I just don't understand how it just up and fucking starts. Just created out of thin air. I don't know how it spreads either. We should probably start reading on it because it's legit. The CDC or whatever you call it said that it's a matter of when. So, unfortunately, they don't know when, but it's coming. So, cover your shit. Cover your mouths. Take your meds. You know what, though? Like, how do the victims that survive that shit keep their jobs? I've always wondered, like, whenever there's something weird like this, and obviously there's not tons of them, but, like, Ebola or coronavirus, like, you're down and out for a while. And especially if you're one of those poor motherfuckers that were on the cruise ship and stuck and not allowed to come back here, what do you do about your job? Like you, or what does the company do with you? Is there a legal clause out there that says, hey, if you get a pandemic type virus and you survive, you should be allowed to keep your job? But also the company, like you haven't been here for a month and a half or 2 months. Like we had to move the fuck on. We got shit to do. It's not their fault that you went on a cruise and got a virus. Can't come back. That's some weird. I wonder if they get to keep their jobs. Also, like I feel even worse. Like, yeah, ooh. For the victims, that's brutal. I mean, absolutely brutal. And everyone that loses their life from it, even worse. But how about the people that have to take care of the people that have it? Like the doctors and the nurses and whoever else is running these quarantine hospitals. They're exposed to it nonstop. Like, yeah, they can wear their fucking spacesuit around these people, but that doesn't guarantee anything. You know? They're walking into every single room with those quarantined-ass people, and they have to pray basically every time that they're not going to catch the same shit. And I guarantee some of them do and then end up dying. And then they probably sit back and ponder life like, fuck, dude. Spent my whole life working to get where I'm at and save people. And now while saving people, I got a virus and now I'm going to die. That's messed up. I can't even imagine the feeling, like, the resentment you would have. Like, you would just, Is that the word? I'm trying to use words. I don't even fucking understand. I'm an idiot. Damn it. But yeah, they're way more susceptible to getting the virus because they're taking care of these people, which God bless them. But damn it, dude. I hate to think that, like, if I was one of those people, I'd probably find a way out of there. Like, they have families too. Are they even the people caring for those people allowed to go back to their families? Probably not. That's messed up. But whatever. Good topic, Corey. Real fucking fun. Idiot. But yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. Or I guess kind of I've been listening to a lot of, I guess I always do. I listen to other podcasts and stuff. I listen and I read about the topics that are brought up on them. I listen to mostly interesting stuff, some entertaining, but most of the time it's interesting stuff. And then I look it up and do a little research on it. But they all talk about, like, oh, go read this book if you want to learn more about it. Well, obviously I want to learn more about it, but who has the time? And that's maybe a biased thing to say or stupid to say from my standpoint, because clearly I'm spending time doing this shit, aka I could be spending this time reading a book, so my logic doesn't make any sense. But there's other shit I do that's probably also pointless. So does no one else have pointless things that they're doing? I just don't get it. How do you find the time to sit back and, like, really understand something? Like, if you want to read about a scientific theory that you like, or that interests you, rather, or a culture, or language. How do you learn? Who has the time to learn a language, dude? Who has that kind of time? That doesn't make any sense. I'm sitting here like, I'm trying to squeeze this stupid-ass thing in for my three fans once a week, and I couldn't even do that last week. So I'm basically a failure. You know? Already 17 minutes into this. I haven't covered anything worth a damn. But yeah, I don't understand how people have the time to do it. Like, yeah, whatever. I play video games. But, like, get over it, you know? There should just be a few more hours in the day. Would I spend them reading, though? I don't think so. Everyone says, like, oh, give me a couple more hours in the day, and I could really do that. I could do what that person did. Well, first of all, they did it. They needed a couple more hours. Secondly, I don't think I would spend those couple more hours doing anything productive. I would do some stupid shit. I would use those couple hours to do other things that don't help me in life. That's sad. It's sad that I know that, too. I know that I waste time. But it's like, you have the most fun when you're not doing something that, like, takes up all of your brain power. At least I do. But I also get to walk into every conversation and not know jack shit about anything. So that doesn't help. Like, don't you ever wish? I feel like, yeah, I have a problem sometimes with socializing, and I don't think I've always been that way, but I have a problem sometimes, like, getting in the mood to socialize, and I think it's just because I half-ass know a lot of things, but I don't know anything, and I know I've talked about this before, but maybe not on here, but I don't know anything, like, I'm not, like, the guy that's like, oh, you want to know about this subject? Go talk to Corey. Go talk to him. He knows. He's deep in this shit. He knows it. There's nothing. I have nothing like that. Sports? Don't ask me shit, man. I know the highlights. I don't watch anymore. I don't watch anything. I never really did. I watch hockey when I get a chance. But I say when I get a chance. I have fucking time. What am I talking about? But still, like... So then... You get kind of bothered by people that do know a lot about something. And you're wondering, like, hey, are you just focused on that? Are you just focused on understanding the statistics for every single player on that basketball team? Because how do you fucking know that? Or the people that remember what year their or what years their team won a championship, or what years they had that weird scandal with their sports team. Like, how do people remember that shit? Are they looking it up on the spot? No, they're bringing it up in conversation, which means they're committing it to memory. I couldn't even tell you who, and this is going to be bad. I couldn't tell you. I know the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup last year. I don't remember who won the year before. Now I'm sitting, I still can't think of it. I'm trying to put some, nothing. I got nothing. I know Vegas went to the finals a couple years ago. Who the hell did they play? Did they play Pittsburgh? I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm worthless. I'm 100% worthless. Man, that's a bummer. But, whatever. But do you ever wish that, like, I guess this is what I'm getting at. Do you ever wish that you had, I think it's the people that have less friends that have the time. I spend a lot of time with our friends. And that might be because we live near them. So that makes sense for us to, like, maybe go out and have a drink in the middle of the week, or spend Monday nights watching a stupid-ass reality show. Like, that, maybe I could spend that time differently, reading a book, something interesting, something that I might learn from, or maybe develop some skills from. You'd think, as a logical human being, that you would want to do that. I'm clearly not logical. So sometimes, like, you're saying anything like, damn, if I didn't spend so much time with these other people, I'd have time to do this shit. But also, I have the most fun when I'm with those people. So I guess, like, I just have to look at it as, like, an opportunity cost. Like, I'm going to miss out on, I'm going to miss out on learning my entire life, I guess, just because I have friends. But, like, I would like to learn interesting things. I've been wanting to learn how to play the guitar, like, actually play the guitar. I've been wanting to learn that since high school. I can't get past, like, picking it up and playing a few chords that I know. Is that because I won't ever be able to do it? No, it's because I can't commit the time. Don't you ever just want to be the person that knows how to do that one thing that no one else can do? Same. I'll never be that person. It's real shitty, you know? But, like, love hanging out with my friends. And it's because of the shit that I get to encounter. Like, or they get to encounter. Like, but, for example, the other day, and I was going to have both these people on, and I'll bring up two things. I was going to have Bill on. I was going to have Abby on. Two friends of mine. That's what I was going to do yesterday, but my stupid mic didn't work. Thanks a lot, Apple. I was going to have them on because the other day, we're at the bar. We're out. We had a boys' night. I said boys' night. It was literally just three of us. Like, we don't have any other friends. But we were out having some drinks, popping around bar to bar. And I don't even know how we got on the conversation, but we were talking to our one friend sitting across the table. And Bill says to him, yeah, you know what? We should be back. Because we were talking about him, you know, he's the only single one. And we're talking about him meeting some chicks. And Bill says to him, you know what, dude? We should be back at that other bar. And you should be chirp flicking that girl that was there. Chirp flicking. What does that mean? I instantly looked over and started dying. I was like, dude, you made no sense, but I knew what you're talking about, which is worse. That's when you know you spend a lot of time with someone, when they royally fuck up a sentence like that, trying to describe something, and you catch it. So you know they messed it up, but I was 110% on his page. I was on the same page. I knew exactly what he was talking about. He fumbled some words together, you know? Mixed them together a little bit too quick, but I knew where he was going with it. He didn't even have to say anything else. That was the only thing he said about that subject. We laughed for a couple minutes after that, didn't continue talking about it. And we never got to go back to the other bar so he could chirp flicker. Chirp flicking. Hey, why don't you go chirp flick that girl? Go get her number and you can chirp flick her. What does that even mean? And then the other one was Abby. So we ended up making it. So later that night, it's the same exact night, actually. Later that night, Bill drops off. He goes home. Seymour and I are still out and about. We never do it. So we were psyched to even be out in public on a Friday night. And we're at our second to last bar or whatever. We meet up with Abby. She's there and she is wasted. She's on 10 levels from where she's where we should have been by that point of the night. We weren't there yet. She was clearly there. At this point, if you don't know Abby, she's already a very outspoken person. Love that about her. This point, there's no filter. None. There's not, nothing could stop her from saying anything that comes to mind. And we're in conversation. She's telling me about four different things at once. I'm trying to follow along. Midway through her sentence, she says, "Did you fart?" I said, "No." She said, "Do you smell that?" I said, "No." Before I could get the word no out, I didn't smell anything. I had no idea what she was talking about. But before I could say no, she immediately turned around to the stranger standing behind her, tapped him on the shoulder, and said, "Honey." And let me pause here too. She started out by calling him honey. And I know this because I had my phone in my hand and I immediately threw that statement into my notes. She says, "Honey, did you fucking fart?" As this stranger turned around, didn't even get a chance to see who was talking to him yet. Taps him up. "Honey, did you fucking fart?" He goes, "No, but I smell it." Solid answer. Solid answer. Kind of walked himself right out of it. What was interesting, he didn't accuse her, which I thought was respectful. But, "Honey, did you fucking fart?" "No, but I smell it." She said one more thing. I didn't really catch it, but turned right back around, continued her conversation with us. Now, that right there is fantastic. Great situation in itself. I look over at Seymour, who I was with, did kind of like that eye contact thing where like, it was so expected that we didn't even have to say anything. We did not say a word to each other. Him and I looked at each other and we were like, kind of normal. Kind of normal for her to just turn around and say that to a stranger and then continue the conversation. So nonchalant, didn't skip a beat. But hey, you know what? Good for her. People that can do that, honestly, good for you. Because, like, you don't give a fuck, right? Who cares? There's no way I don't think in any other realm, any other universe that's working at the, if the, I have clones out there in the universe or in a different universe, and they're going through the exact same life with a few different variations, I don't think that any of me would ever do that. It's remarkable. But yeah, because of that night, our hangover was absolutely insane on Saturday. Like when you stop the college day drinking, like, yeah, college, first of all, we weren't even that crazy in college. I was a bitch in college and hung out with mostly people that I already knew. Didn't really meet new people in college, but I definitely remember having almost every weekend an absolutely ridiculous hangover. But that's part of college. You're expecting it. After a while, you get used to it. Well, once you leave and you're not doing that on a regular basis, it's like a fucking freight train hits you. And I'm sure anyone that's listening that's went through this knows you're out. You're done. The next day, the next night, they're done. Like Saturday, there was nothing that I could do that it was going to make me feel better. I drank 6 waters before 12 o'clock. That's a little bit exaggerating, but I drank a lot of water in the morning, continued drinking water throughout the day, and still couldn't drop the headache. Ate as much as I could, get down, Still couldn't drop the headache. Took a Motrin. Took, no, that was it. I took a Motrin. Nothing. Nothing. Headache stays. My question is, if I'm obviously not the only person that experiences this, why isn't there yet something at the end? Like, this would be a perfect business opportunity, which maybe it happens in other places, but like, everyone knows that an IV, if you get one after drinking, will help. But like, why not have something along those lines, even if it's not an IV, but something that they know cures a hangover easily or stops it in its tracks before you can even get one? Why not just have a stand? Oh, great. My beat just started playing. I'm going to have to drop that now. And this story sucks because of it. But why not just have a stand on the outside of or inside of a bar, like right before you leave, where you can just get like a, let's just say it's like a hangover shot, and it just maybe doesn't take away your buzz, but fixes you for the next day. Because in reality, if you get fixed that night, I'm way more likely to show up the next day if it's a poppin' bar and I like the place. Like, if I'm like having a weekend and I'm going out twice that weekend, you know, that's a stupid idea. I don't know. I just feel like it would solve everyone's problems because you're not down for the count the next day. You know what I'm saying? Great idea. Great idea, dude. Good one. Glad you have someone else to talk about it. Oh, no. Wait. You only have one mic. Oh, no. Wait. You only have two friends. Idiot. But, yeah, so we did end up going somewhere. I don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday out to, we went to lunch on Sunday, Janina and I did, and something happened there that it was digging under my skin so badly. But hey, buddy, how you doing? Frank just joined. The waitress, nice girl, at this restaurant we went to, won't name it, but went to this restaurant for lunch, and the waitress, there's no chance in hell she was older than Janina or myself, and we're not old, 25, 24. No way she was older than that. No way she was even 24, I don't think. Come on, dude, don't do that. Don't do that. It's not cool. Come say hi, and then you do that. Come on. There's no way that she was older than either of us, yet for some reason in every sentence, and it's not one time, it wasn't one encounter, so don't take this the wrong way when I say it, but in every single sentence, she called one of us honey. It was making me insane. It hurts. It's like when someone doesn't know how... Come on, bro. Don't do that. Okay? Don't do that. Just walk down the stairs. You can do it yourself. You walked up, you can walk down. You know? Every sentence, she said, honey. But it's like when someone doesn't know how to swear. It's kind of like that. Like, I know for a fact, my papa, when I was, my mom tells me this, but he, and she describes it, and it's hilarious, but he couldn't say, he wasn't a swear. He's one of those people that, like, it just doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound like it's meant to be coming out of his, or that person's mouth. So, like when someone doesn't know how to say bitch, there's like, I just said it, like, that was kind of awkward. Bitch. Well, I don't know if anyone's gonna use an accent, but you know what I'm talking about. When someone doesn't know how to swear, you can tell that they're not confident when they swear. Or that's what this was like, though. It was when she said honey, it was almost like she was like, it was work, it was like extra, it was like a chore for her to put it on there. So don't even place it on the sentence. Don't throw honey at the end. Can I fill up, can I get you some more water, honey? And that was even smoother than what it was. She would end sentences in honey, or questions or sentences in honey, that she shouldn't even have been addressing one of us. You know? Like, yeah. That burger comes with onion honey. Why are you putting honey there? Don't do that. You know? It's like that, between that and like people getting pissed off or getting mad at a cashier for like the price of, for example, like their pizza being off a couple cents, pisses me off. First of all, fast food places, they change pricing all the time. So like, I don't know if you haven't noticed that. Yes, it happens. If you go different states, their pricing might differ by a couple cents. If you go to Canada, for example, it's definitely going to differ. First of all, because their currency is different. So bad example, Corey, good one, but it's different. You get my point. I was at Little Caesars. Yes, I get Little Caesars. But I was at Little Caesars the other day, actually probably about 3 weeks ago now, because I haven't done this in forever. But I'm sitting there. I'm waiting. I don't think I even had anywhere to be. No, that's what it was. I was getting dropped off somewhere, and I made my driver, the person that was taking me somewhere, stop so I could grab a pizza for myself and whoever was at the house that I was going to. I thought it was a nice thing. I was hungry. Might as well get a $5 pizza. Everyone can snack on it. So we stop. So that means I'm already asking the person that's driving me. It was Seamer, so don't know why I have to say the person. It was Seamer. Seamer was driving me to stop. He had somewhere else to be. So he's already sacrificing his time. I'm in there, and I'm behind some lady who gets, I don't even know what she got, but she walks up, and the person says, she says, for the cashier at Little Caesars, they do names now. So if you order in on your phone or you call in, they ask for a name, and she walks up to the counter and the person goes, for Andrew? And she says, no, Andrea. Now I'm butchering this fucking story. Good one. Good one. No, this is what happened. Let me rewind. Rewind. She walks in. The cashier recites what the person got. So I forget what it was, like wings, pizza, whatever it was. She says, it's $10.53, like $10.53. And then the person replies and says, what was that? And the cashier says, for Andrew? She goes, no, Andrea. And the cashier says, oh. And I shit you not, this actually got me. I smirked a little bit. Cashier says, it's $10.54 then. So I'm sitting there, I'm confused. I'm like, damn, dude, Andrea and Andrew basically had the same fucking order by 1 cent. What could they have gotten that differentiated the 1 cent? Whatever. I'm sitting there in my own world thinking this. And the person that's getting the pizza replies, it's usually 10:23. 10:23. So the cashier says, oops. Yep, it's 10:34. Now, at this point, I am fucking confused. Okay, one, how is it only 1 cent off when it was for Andrew and not Andrea? Two, why did the person have to respond over 20 cents and say, it's usually 10:23, just pay the fucking 10:50 or 4, whatever it is, 30 cents. Then the cashier replies and says, oops, it's 10:34. So now I'm super confused. What screen are you looking at? And why are all the freaking prices the exact same? Two, why do you give a fuck about the 30 cents? Because this wasn't, I told this in a decently slow manner, but you can imagine even in real time, you're sitting there and this is an extra 30, 40 seconds while the person's clicking through on the screen. It's still just at that point, if someone says, if I'm the person buying the pizza and I say, oh, it's usually 10:23. And then I immediately follow that with, but it's okay. Here you go. Don't know what the difference is. Here you go. It's less than a dollar. Just pay the shit. Just pay it. Move on. There's three people in line behind you. So the kicker in this whole stupid ass story that I butchered ridiculously bad is that while this was all happening, I'm an idiot. Like I told you in the past, I'm taking note. Like I take notes when funny shit happens to me. I take notes if something interesting happens. I just write it in my phone so I can come back to this and maybe recite it or butcher the story, whatever happens. It doesn't matter. But I take notes in my phone. So this whole time that this is happening, I'm jotting down what's being said back and forth, smirking, smiling my ass off, thinking to myself, this is gold. Can't wait to talk about it. What an awkward situation. What ends up happening? Because I was jotting this down while I was paying for my food. I sat there jotting this down in my phone for, I want to say, 30, 40 seconds, just typing out everything I remembered. And my card had already been approved on the screen. And I didn't put in my PIN yet. And the chick never said anything to me. And now there's three people standing behind me. And I'm the asshole that's taking up the line. And I'm sitting there making fun of someone that I thought was an asshole for holding up the line over 30 cents. Now I'm sitting there holding up the line to take notes for a podcast that no one listens to. So, yeah. boy. But whatever. Got it out. Got this episode out, and it is what it is, you know? The good news is I don't really have to worry about these sucking, you know, when you don't have, when it's just a couple of us or a couple people listening. It's like, it doesn't really matter. And they can just tell me that it sucked, and I can say, all right, well, doesn't matter because you're the only person that heard it. So, hey, why don't you keep talking about this, Corey? Good. Yeah, good. Anyways, whatever. I'm done. It's 42 minutes in. This is good enough. I can't believe I talked for 42 minutes. I hate myself that, I guess there's no ending to that sentence. Just, okay, go to Twitter, follow at CCL Pod on Twitter, and then hopefully I can buy a new mic or two so I'm not the only asshole talking next time, or probably not next time, but maybe a couple episodes down the line. Also, if anyone happens to hear this and for some reason wants to, and you're a random person, like I don't know you because the only people that listen are the people I know, at least from my understanding. If you're someone that doesn't know me, just like shoot me a comment or a review on Apple or wherever you listen. So that way I can get some feedback on this. The only people I hear from are people that are my friends trying to be nice to me. So, if you want to just be nice to me too, that'd be great. Okay. Thanks. That's it though. That's all I got. And I'm going to end this shit at some point. And I promise I will. Right now. All right. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.